Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Critics, they are everywhere, especially on social media. Now, many of us take these comments at face value, matching point to counterpoint, using a whole lot of logic and data and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, that's good if you want to prolong the conversation. But you know, I think that logic will only take us so far. At some point, we need to get to the heart of the issue. And to do that, we need to address what critics really want. Two things I've noticed here. First up, safety. People stand up and criticize what threatens their status quo. Now, in this case, professional designers felt threatened with loss of jobs. They were afraid of being replaced. That's why the "we don't replace you" point was so important. So ask yourself, how can we reduce the threat? How can we collaborate? Second, attention. Many folks disagree to burnish their reputation. They want to be seen as original thinkers or curmudgeons. So they will disagree to take the attention, move the spotlight towards them. Now, it's tempting to get into a tug of war here. What I do instead? Find areas of agreement. The best way to stop an argument is to say, "You're right." And besides, the spotlight has plenty of room for both of us. You know, when we look beyond the content and see the heart of where the critic is coming from, we can deal with that criticism at the root. And you know what? That right there, the root, is where the great conversations can start. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.